Hi guys, it's Ms. Hughes. I wanted to give you a couple of hints as we're thinking about preparing for the AP exam. One of the things that we need to really pay close attention to is creating a great first impression before the person scoring your essay even reads the words on it. Make sure that you're writing legibly. We'll be practicing that in class. Make sure readers can see the paragraphs at first glance. Make sure your work looks very neat, organized, and clear. You want to make it easy for the reader to give you a high score. So your work is to understand the task in the prompt. Make sure you're reading it very carefully and that you understand what the prompt is asking you to do. Think about where the prompt takes you. Is it a synthesis essay? Is it open-ended? Is it argumentative? Or are you analyzing the rhetorical strategies that the author is using? Be very clear and specific. Make sure you plan and organize your points before you even start to write. You'll remember in class, I've given you extra space to do that. There's a reason for that. Writers need space to think about their ideas. Make sure that you link each piece of your evidence directly to your thesis. This is a big one coming up. Make sure you use correct grammar and paragraph construction. You need to have conventions in your writing. So capitalization needs to be present. You need to be using commas effectively. You need to be making sure that your spelling is on point. Make sure you're varying your sentence length and your structure. And again, make sure that you are writing legibly because, of course, this is a handwritten essay. So you're not going to have time to revise. Well, you shouldn't have time to revise, but make sure you leave a couple of minutes to proofread. Because sometimes if you just scan it over, you'll find some small errors that you didn't realize you made. And you try not to be in too much of a rush. I know there's a lot of pressure, but do the best job that you can do. You're going to have to write your essay in dark blue or black pen. No pencils are allowed on the section of the exam, but you can X out any errors that you do make and want the readers to ignore, which they will. Okay, so we'll be talking more about this in the next couple of weeks. I know you're all going to do well. I've noticed lots of growth in your essays, and I'm very proud of each of you.